I think it's fair to say, Matt, there's a really real positive vibe out in the pastoral industry at the moment. Things are looking really positive for 2015 and into the future. It's if you think back 12 months ago, it was a very different story. So it's an exciting time to be in beef production. It's an exciting time, I think, to be in agriculture. And it's also an exciting time to be in the north of Australia.
You've got the conference on at the end of this week. It's got the headline of Unlocking the North. What's that about?
Yeah, that's right, Matt. So we're really coming off the back of a platform that's been set by the federal government, and the focus coming out of Canberra that we haven't really seen in recent times, and that's around the Northern Development White Paper that's soon to be released, and various other pieces of policy focus, if you like, the Agri-competitiveness white paper that Barnaby's working on at present. We're looking forward to the release of that. So we're planning on attracting some attention to raise awareness of opportunities and building on a platform of development as well as opportunity, whether it be trade or investment. So the conference program is very much focused on that platform.
Yeah, right. One of the opportunities I'm seeing in the cattle industry is a little bit of cropping on the side. There seems to be a bit more and more of that going on.
That's right. So domestically, due to an amendment to the Pastoral Lands Act, we now have the capacity to diversify activities on the pastoral estate, which previously existed but in a much more limited capacity. So that's a very exciting opportunity for pastoralists and the pastoral estate. And what that has done is it's created an opportunity for cattle production businesses to look at diversification. That doesn't necessarily mean cropping. It could mean an intensification of their beef business, or it could also mean diversifying into cropping or small-scale tourism operations. So activities that are similar and also would complement their current arrangements.
Yeah. Now, for you, what do you think the biggest threat is to the territory's cattle industry?
Look, that's a very big question. Obviously, the territory's cattle industry, it is a single commodity, but it's the range of threats, if you like, and challenges for our industry are wide and varied. We do business in an international marketplace that presents challenges from time to time, and you can wake up one morning and have, you know, a large-scale issue on your hands that may not have been there when you went to bed. So that's a very big question. On a domestic front...
And I ask it because... Because it seems like something that you're challenging your members to think about in this conference. You've got one of the speakers talking about growing meat out of petri dishes.
Yes, yeah? That's right. So the keynote speaker in the morning is a cardiovascular physiologist from the Netherlands, and he has developed a technology to grow beef in the laboratory. It sounds a little bit science, like out of a science fiction movie, but it is a reality. 12 or 18 months ago now, he did launch the product and consumed a hamburger made of this, it's called tissue culture beef. It doesn't really look like beef at this stage, but it is a form that can be consumed. So the numbers behind the technology are staggering, and basically the technology has the capacity to grow hamburger patties, if you like, in the hundreds of millions from the cells from one animal. So It's when you think about it in terms of the capacity to contribute to the worldwide protein supply, it really raises some interesting questions. Whether consumers will even consider it or not is another thing. So we'll be testing the waters on this topic at the conference, and I think it will really stretch people's imaginations. And the fact is, though, that it is a technology that exists now.
Is he bringing some Petri dish burgers to the conference?
No, he isn't. No, we have very strict rules about what you can bring into our country. Yeah, so I think on an international scale, though, there is potential for this technology to be a major disruptor to the worldwide beef industry.
Just a couple of things away from the conference. We're all waiting to hear from Indonesia and permits for quarter two. Does the NTCA have any goss to share?
Look, I don't have any indication or solid indication on numbers other than we have been hearing from Indonesia that it's potentially the permit or the quota could be higher than last quarter. And we're hearing that the feedlots are currently operating at about half their capacity at present up there. Right. We're leading into peak beef consumption. There's a range of festival and cultural activities soon to take place. So we see an increase in beef consumption during those times. So it's highly possible that the number will be up this quarter.
We're waiting to see on that. China, that's another thing that we've been waiting to find out about. Mm. Will we see any cattle heading there soon?
Look, China's an interesting one, and it's something that we've been heavily involved in developing trade into China. We've undertaken various visits to the market up there and starting on developing relationships, preparing ourselves for opportunities that are hopefully going to present themselves later on in the year. Indications are there's been a lot of work going on currently at a national level, a lot of high-level discussions around a protocol for live export from the north of Australia into China. It's too early, though, to be able or to understand any of that level of detail. But we're hopeful that an announcement is imminent. And when I say imminent, that's perhaps in the next few months. Yeah. The reality is, though, the numbers of live export out of the south of Australia into China has risen by some 70% in the last 12 months. So that's, of course, high-value dairy cows coming out of the south. So it's not new. It's it'll just be a different product.
Yeah. And perhaps finally, the big move this year to take the NTCA conference from Katherine back to Darwin. Are we going to see the NTCA conference in Katherine ever again?
Yeah, that's a good question, Matt, and that was a very difficult decision for the NTCA to make. Obviously, our heartland is the regional areas, and we certainly will be looking to hold the conference back in Katherine again. The biggest issue, of course, is an appropriate venue to be able to house the number of delegates and guests that attend our conference. So really, it's a good question for the leaders of the Katherine community and for their sort of future planning for the town. I understand there are other businesses wanting to hold conferences in Katherine. It's a fantastic location. It's a great community with great people. So we'd certainly like to see the NTCA conference back in Katherine again one day.
Tracy Hayes, all the best with this week. We'll see you on Friday.
Thanks, Matt. Look forward to it.